Face-to-face meeting on the streets of Boston today exploded into violence. We get more now from correspondent Elise Labatt.
When they went to question him, the officers were not showing their weapons, and that's when Usama Rahim whipped out this 8-inch military knife and started brandishing it against officers. At first, officers retreated, but then they felt that they were in danger, and they shot him in the abdomen and the torso. This gentleman, Usama Rahim, was actually being monitored because he was part of a group that could be radicalized, part of ISIS sympathizers. Now, there was a lot of activity on social media lately, making threats against police. They didn't necessarily think today was the day that he might be planning something.
26-year-old Usama Rahim is the younger brother of Ibrahim Rahim, the imam at the Lighthouse Mosque on Martin Luther King Way in Oakland. The older Rahim returned to Boston to be with family shortly after the news broke of the shooting. He moved to Boston, moved to Oakland, I should say, a year and a half ago from Boston. Bomb threats again disrupted air travel across the U.S. A threat against a U.S. Airways flight from San Diego to Philadelphia warned of multiple explosives on board the plane. No explosives were found, but this is the second time in 8 days authorities had to investigate threats against American passenger jets.
I think it's a little misleading to say that, there just aren't people with that skill set.
And now to Google and its struggle to find diversity. The tech giant is investing millions to step up the hiring of women and people of color. You might recall Google was vilified a year ago for its spotty hiring history, but as KGOA 10 Scott Lettieri tells us, progress is slow.
And in the last year, their numbers have gone up 1% for women.
They were hiring only 13% of women in technical roles 5 years ago. It wasn't so hard to go up from those numbers, but they're doing better.
They're now at 18%, says Joelle Emerson, the founder and CEO of Paradigm, a Silicon Valley consulting group. Not much progress, though, when it comes to hiring blacks and Hispanics.
African-Americans and Hispanics in tech roles at Google are 1% and 2% respectively, yet African-Americans and Hispanics are graduating from top computer science and computer engineering roles at a total of around 11%.
Arnold Schwarzenegger at the center of a controversial court ruling today. A Sacramento appeals court held that then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger did not break the law when he dramatically reduced the prison sentence of Esteban Nunez in 2010. Nunez is the son of then-Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez. The younger Nunez pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter following the stabbing death of a student at a party near San Diego State in 2008. Schwarzenegger's pardon reduced his prison sentence from 16 years to 7 years. A California condor is fighting for her life tonight at the Oakland Zoo following a bout with lead poisoning. But this story begins in Big Sur.
Miracle is the first completely wild chick born in over a century in Big Sur.
We know that over 50 condors have died from lead poisoning, and we can attribute at least 80% of those from the ingestion of spent lead ammunition.
Is she going to survive?
I think so. Fortunately, we caught it early.
Kelly Sorensen is executive director of Ventana Wildlife.
Ground squirrels are often shot. So then a condor or an eagle or a vulture come along and they eat that ground squirrel that now has a lead bullet in it. Is enough to cause poisoning.
That is KGOA 10's Katie Lever.
The Golden State Warriors are going to the NBA Finals.
And the Warriors got some good news today heading into game one of those NBA Finals. Guard Klay Thompson, who suffered a concussion last week, has passed the final series of tests required by the NBA and will play against the Cleveland Cavaliers on Thursday. Now, Thompson had been saying all week that he would be cleared to play, but the Warriors didn't make it official until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 904.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Oakland, westbound 580 just before Beaumont Avenue, they're still trying to clear an accident there. It's a minor accident on the right shoulder, but traffic is jammed. I mean, solidly back to Fruitvale Avenue. In San Francisco, northbound 101, starting to get some brief construction slowdowns now from Pierce Street up to about Marina Boulevard. Northbound 280 in San Francisco at 101, you're getting those minor construction slowdowns again tonight, mainly on the ramp to southbound 101. San Leandro, southbound 880, construction at Davis Street is really jamming you up back to about 98th Avenue. Now to the north, between Corte Madera and Marin City on southbound 101 at Tiburon Boulevard, something to watch out for. There's a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder, but the problem is it's partially sticking out in the slow lane. Down to San Jose, southbound 280 at 7th, please watch out for metal debris in the right lane. And keep in mind, construction on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge is going to start up here in just about 2 hours. They're going to shut down the three right lanes till 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Tigers in Detroit today, 5-3. Rookie pitcher Chris Heston lasted just 3 2/3 innings, and the Giants now trailing the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-4 in the fourth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild temperatures, cool and a little bit overcast in the morning. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
High temperatures near 60 degrees at the coast. We'll see some mid to upper 60s near the bay. And generally upper 70s inland, although some farther inland locations may reach 80 degrees. We may get a little precipitation Thursday morning, but mainly areas of drizzle. No significant rainfall is expected. And then after that, we'll have a string of sunny days into the weekend and early next week.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and mild temperatures at 65 in Santa Rosa, 65 Fairfield, 57 in Half Moon Bay, 63 in Santa Cruz, 61 San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. By the way, as we wait for the Cavaliers to arrive here, you'll love this fact. LeBron James from Cleveland and Steph Curry from our Warriors were both born at Akron General Medical Center in Akron, Ohio, 38 months and 14 days apart. Who knew? Little factoid before the big game. All right, well, we hit a hot spot here. We're talking about Chet Hayes. If you don't know who he is, that's his performance name. That's Tom Hanks. Yes, Tom Hanks, one of the biggest movie stars in the world. His 24-year-old son, who is into hip-hop. He wants to be a hip-hop artist, and he goes by the name of Chet Hayes. Got himself in some trouble today, if you want to call it that. Apparently, there was a lot of blowback on social media and also in the news, because on his new song Juice featuring the rapper Chill, Hanks repeatedly uses the N-word, and after being called out about it, he's released a video defending his behavior. Here's a snippet of that.
Look, I know the majority of y'all are not going to get this because the history is still so fresh in our country, but hip-hop isn't about race. It's about the culture you identify with. And can't no one tell me what I can't say?
And Q-Tip touched on this, as I mentioned before the news last year, and when when Iggy Azalea was trying to do this, the white rapper from Australia, and he said, "Look, you know, there's something you need to know. You have to take into account the history as you move underneath the banner of hip hop." Of course, it's supposed to be fun, it's vile, it's dance, it's traditional, it's lighthearted. But one thing you have to understand, a lot of this comes from a socio-political movement, and you're not getting that part. So, you know, once again, here we go. You got a privileged white guy, young guy, using the N-word, and basically, you heard what he just said, I'll do my thing. So go ahead, knock yourself out. Let's see if it's appropriate. Do you think so? 808-0810. Sharon in Oakland, thank you for holding. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Sharon, what would you like to say?
I really don't think that it's advisable to use that kind of language. He is not black, never going to be black, and I don't really think that it's the music.
So do you listen to hip-hop? Is it okay? Do you like it? Is it okay if other artists do use the word?
I do listen to hip-hop. You know, that language that is used, I almost liken it to the language that you use within your family. I mean, you may call each other names, but then when somebody else starts calling your brother or your sister by that same name, it becomes offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of our callers from last hour said, one thing that you guys are missing is that this is the way millennials talk. It just is, and we need to all get over it, especially if we're older. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Not at all. I don't agree with that at all. Millennials have the good sense not to use that kind of language in the right company. And they do that because they know that they get served up a beatdown if they were speaking that language in the wrong company.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
duly noted.
He is in the hip-hop community, so obviously he is around other African-Americans, and they must be cool with it. Not everybody is.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, Q-Tip called him out for sure. All right, thank you very much. Actually, Q-Tip called out Iggy Azalea. They were just using her as an example. Let's go to, let me see, HB in Oakland. You're on KGO.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't get the memo, and neither did the last lady. The millennials are changing a lot of things in this country. If people open their eyes and open their ears, and so far, a lot of the changes are good. Now, as far as the word is concerned, it's been around a long time. It's been kind of a closed back door thing that black folks say it to each other and everything. But when you look at who's marrying who and how many interracial situations we have going on, guess what, lady? It's not going to stay the same. And it doesn't need to stay the same. It is a word. It is a word that had power in certain areas, and it didn't in others. Do you remember a word by the sound of bad by Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean? And what does it mean today? This word will change. It's not going to change overnight.
Right.
It's not going to change overnight. But why not have it change? I don't see anything wrong with it. It is not sacred. It didn't get me a damn thing. It's nothing in my bank account that's better because this word was out there. I've got a ton of grandchildren that are half white, Chinese, and everything. We have everything. And if you look around, you will see how we're mixing and matching and all of this. And the millennials are not going to settle for some of the BS that we've had going.
Thanks, HB. That's probably a good thing. Yes,
you know,
I would
you
say.
Make a great point, yeah. And I think it's about how gays took back the word queer for sure, and I think we're working on fag, right?
Well, yeah, we are, but you still have to be very careful using
that
because it's just like we were talking about before the break, using the N-word. You can say it, as the one gentleman explained, in a friendly kind of way, and then you can say it's all about context in a very nasty kind of way.
And Sharon in Oakland advised me not to use it at all.
All right, let's let me see here who we have next. We have Vaughn in Castro Valley. Vaughn, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey.
I think it's more than just a word. I think what he's not taking into consideration is it is sensitive to other people. So there's a little insensitivity on his part just from the perspective of the broader issue. We focus on the word, but we're not focusing on why that word means so much. And when we're using that particular word, we're talking about black folks. So we're talking about relationships in this country of black folks from their inception of being part of this country and the ongoing struggle that still exists. More institutionalized, I mean, institutional now, when you look at what's happened over the last couple of years and we've seen all of these killings of black males, mm-hmm. I think that just highlights an issue when you look at our prison systems with 13% of the population, but 50% of the prison population.
Oh, probably more than that. Yeah, especially for low-level offenses. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, when the unemployment rate was at its highest over the last few years, and it was like, 9-10% for the general population? It was like 17-18% for African-Americans in particular.
African-American, I have the numbers correctly, I think the African-American 18 to 24 demographic unemployment rate was somewhere around 80% at one point.
It, Right, extremely high.
Yeah.
So there's a much broader issue which that word touches on that we don't talk about and we don't deal with, but we scapegoat issues through this word or cops, the way cops are treating individuals, which is wrong. Absolutely bad itself. I'm not saying it's not wrong.
So back to Tom Hanks' son, Chet, who's 24 and saying, you know what, I'm hanging out, I'm doing hip hop. These are the guys I'm hanging out with. They're cool with it. You should be cool with it. I get to use it.
Well, I think he's insensitive to ignore the history of the country and how some people may feel.
Well, that's where Q-Tip was gone with Iggy Azalea. And by the way, Iggy Azalea has backed off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, she did.
I think... Thank
you very much for the call.
To Vaughn's point, it might be that this is sort of a straw man argument and maybe... people, and that include us as well in the media, are, you know, making a big deal out of this. And by doing that, we take our eye off the ball, which is Black Lives Matter, which is, you know, police violence, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but let me say this about Chet, who's 24 and young. Whether you're using the F word for gays or you're using the N word for African Americans, these are not words you would, you know, in mixed company, you wouldn't use. You wouldn't hear people running around the workplace using either one of those words, or there would be problems, along with a lot of other words. Words have power. They really do.
Even
in a playful manner. They do. They just do. That's the way it goes.
Is this a workplace?
It is.
We use those words. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It must be the Drex Radio Show, and it continues with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up next on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at kgoradio.com or buy them at pinotdays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at low FamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Back on the road.
Nice horn.
Who are you?
I'm the Wyndham Rewards Wizard, and I'm driving. Let's go.
Whoa, wizard, is this barbecue heaven?
Nope. All those nights on the road, you earned a weekend in Memphis.
Oh, I'm gonna get some ribs.
Go on, partner. Wizard out.
15,000 Wyndham Rewards points earns a free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Start with our summer bonus point offer. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for details.
You've earned this.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
That's Iggy.
Can't you taste this girl?
She got the email. With her fancy pants, her fancy granny pants now.
HB was great. I don't think y'all got the memo. Here's what time it is. Love that.
Here's what time it is. Here's what time it is with a late night, late show wrap up with Jimmy Kimmel.
The big story today, at least as far as I'm concerned, involves the athlete formerly known as Bruce Jenner. At long last, Bruce's female identity has been revealed. Vanity Fair magazine released their cover shot today. They're doing a big story, and this is Caitlyn Jenner. I think. And she's spelling Caitlyn with a C instead of a K, which is a real slap in the face to the Kardashians. No, my daughter, Katie, which was with a K, by the way, pointed something out to me. She said, he's been a woman 3 minutes. He's already hiding his arms.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a woman thing. But the photograph was shot by Annie Leibovitz, the great photographer. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. I mean, rarely do you see a woman over 40 on the cover of a magazine in lingerie. But I guess it's official. There's no more Bruce Jenner. There's Caitlyn. There's, now it's just Caitlyn, just like The Bachelorette, which is going to be very confusing for me.
Yes, that part's true.
Congratulations are in order for Kim Kardashian West and her husband, Kanye West. They're expecting another child, their second child, which means this will be the second time Kim has participated in any kind of real labor. And, you know... probably had jobs in high school. You know, I did the math, and it's possible, I don't know this for a fact, but it's possible that the baby was conceived the night Bruce Jenner went on TV with Diane Sawyer, which would be weird. Dad's a woman now. Let's do it.
And by the way, that baby should be coming out big ass first, don't you think so? Here is Caitlyn Jenner, and talks about being free. She is.
I was probably at the games because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days in doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlyn doesn't have any secrets. Soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
And she is, except from Kris Jenner, who just won't stop. It seems relentless. It seems almost inappropriate that this came out and this was the buzz today, according to People magazine, with Kris Jenner, his ex-wife, running her mouth. Kris maintains that their relationship ended abruptly when her former husband just decided, I'm done. Knowing what she knows now, Kris tells the magazine that the way Caitlyn approached their separation and subsequent divorce felt like the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever experienced. She asks rhetorically, why would you want to be married and have kids if this is what you wanted since you were a little boy? Why would you not explain all of this to me?
Oh, shut up.
I know,
you think it's
right?
A little complex? I mean, God, it's all about her.
We were talking about that earlier. And you know what? I mean, so you've got Kris, you've got Northwest now, you've got Kanye, Kendall, Chloe, you know, Caitlyn. And I guess in the ranking of the Kardashian clan, she's on the bottom rung. So I don't know what this is all about, but Chris isn't suggesting that she was completely left out of the loop, saying that when she first met Bruce, this almost sounds like she's walking it back. He told me that he had done some hormones back in the early 80s, but it still appears that some sense of there's some kind of animosity going on there, or at least disagreement about the facts that existed between the two of them. Caitlin responds to Chris saying that she was fully aware of the treatments and their side effects. So there you have it. I mean, if I'm married to you and we're in the 80s and I'm telling you I'm having hormone shots, aren't you going to say, Drex, what are you doing?
Speaking of, what time is it? Like, hello? Anyway, this woman just can't be happy, can she? I don't know.
What do you think it's all about?
I'd be excited.
What I'm thinking,
you know, I had this amazing life and these amazing children with this amazing man who had the courage to do something that had, you know, been in him for a long time, that society had told him all his life he needed to squelch down, just keep patting it down, maybe pat, 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 it'll go away. She should be excited and thrilled to have been a part of his life.
And by the way, we talked about this when we always talk about relationship. We don't do a lot of, we do a lot of relationship talk on the show. We love to talk lifestyles, and one of the things we talk about...
We do advice.
Yes.
Didn't we give out some good advice last night?
We did, and one of the things that she's not getting is you need to let it go because you do have children and you do have a family, and he's still here. He's going to be here for a long time, probably. Why not get over yourself and become friends with the man again?
Right.
Well, why not? Just for the family.
You cannot have regret around this. It will kill you. It's a sour poison pill.
Right.
You know, don't regret totally that you agree. Married him. Don't regret that you had a relationship. It's kind of like that study we did about failed marriages.
Yeah.
That said no marriages are a failure.
Right, unless you make it that way.
Because you got something out of it. You got a family. You got an experience.
It
you
was
got
a life lesson.
Story.
Yes.
Yeah. You learned
for sure.
things.
And by the way, for the record, her cup size is 38B. No reassignment yet. All right, we're going to take a break and we come back. Oh, we didn't get to the big frozen theory. We're getting Drex text, which is, by the way, the number is?
Oh, for texting is 3. So you enter this into your phone when you're in the text bubble, 35253, and then put in there the word Drex.
And whatever you want to say, and it works. What's going on in Frozen? There's a frozen theory. It's kind of weird.
Now I want to see the movie.
No, I don't want to do that.
Because that damn song will be stuck in your head.
Exactly. All right, that's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay tees are just $19.99 each when you buy two or more.
Beginning this Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Vitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Body language mistakes. What else do we got here? The Frozen Theory and the news. Well, the news is on the way. And then after we get to traffic, we'll discuss the fact that the commute that you're on right now is making you fat. How about that? It's true. No, it really is true.
Of course it is.
I wouldn't lie, John Libertini.
Yeah. All right. Well, sadly, that is true.
Okay. We'll check in with the newsroom now on KGOA 10.
Our top story at the bottom of the hour, Steph Curry and a Hayward High School student, teacher, I should say, go viral. A blog post by Matt Amorell blew up over its controversial content. It read, Steph Curry, don't visit our school.
Never turn down Steph Curry from anything. No, no way. I've been a Warriors fan my whole life.
Amorell told the KGO Afternoon News his post was part dry humor, part warning shot for his young, impressionable students at Mount Eden High.
We'd like to think that if you just work hard, you can get where you need to go, and especially in sports. But also pointing out that the basketball court of opportunity is not necessarily a level one for every kid that plays basketball.
Now, Amorell's post goes on to read, coming to poor high schools like mine isn't going to help any of these kids. In fact, it might make things worse.
The Golden State Warriors are going to the NBA Finals.
And the Warriors got some good news today heading into game one of those NBA Finals. Guard Klay Thompson, who suffered a concussion last week, has passed the final series of tests required by the NBA and will play against the Cavaliers on Thursday. Now, Thompson had been telling reporters all week that he would be cleared to play, but the Warriors didn't make it official until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. And now to the preemptive strike against the next Oakland Hills Firestorm.
Get out, get out, go, 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 go!
Fire skipped through eucalyptus trees in 1991, helping the fire burn wildly out of control. Tonight, the Oakland City Council will decide whether to greenlight the removal of 120 acres of eucalyptus, most of it near the Caldecott Tunnel. But despite the possible risks, KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley tells us this is a hot-button issue.
A 53-acre eucalyptus grove at the North Oakland Caldecott Sports Field is slated to come down, along with several other parcels along Grizzly Peak.
So we're managing a eucalyptus forest that has grown since the 1991 firestorm.
That's Oakland Fire Department Vegetation Management Supervisor Vince Crudelli, who is backing a plan to use federal government funding to cut the trees.
The plan requires the deforestation and the spreading of thousands of gallons of toxic herbicides.
Nathan Winograd with Save the East Bay Hills sees it very differently. A lawsuit is pending. The issue could land in court.
Luxury housing, another high-profile issue before the Oakland City Council tonight and before the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco. The board's still in session at this hour, is mulling over a 45-day moratorium on building in San Francisco's Mission District.
The meeting had its contentious moments as the board discusses pushing pause on building any type of housing in the Mission District that isn't affordable. Supervisor Eric Marr says the moratorium is about more than just housing.
We'll see an ethnically cleansed, racially cleansed Mission District.
Supervisor Scott Wiener says the proposal will likely worsen the city's housing crisis.
This moratorium is not going to stop a single eviction. It is not going to build a single unit of affordable housing. It's just going to pour fuel on the fire.
KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is monitoring both of these stories for us tonight. He says the Oakland City Council is still in session, but has yet to decide whether to sell a publicly owned piece of land to private developers for a luxury high-rise apartment tower. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Come to Shane Company for the perfect gift of jewelry for your anniversary. Her gift will be unique and also an exceptional value when you buy from Shane Company.
Join KGOA10 at the Palo Alto Junior Museum and Zoo for Terrific Turtles and Tortoises on Sunday, June 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. Meet Edward the Giant Tortoise and his friends and learn about reptiles. For more information, visit friendsofjmz.org.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. 580 eastbound, you got construction up now, and that is causing some very, very heavy slowdowns at midspan. San Francisco, northbound 101 at Silver Avenue, an accident there involving two vehicles. It's in the center divider. The traffic is stop and go back to Bayshore Boulevard. It looks like it's causing some onlooker slowdowns as well on southbound 101, which is a stop and go from Silver to just before 280. Still in San Francisco, northbound 101, you've got construction slowdowns from Pierce Street up to about Marina Boulevard or a little beyond that. San Leandro, some good news. Southbound 880 at Davis, those construction jam-ups have completely cleared for the moment. And don't forget, tonight at 11 o'clock, construction is going to start up on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. They will shut off the three right lanes, and they're going to keep those closed till 6 o'clock in the morning. At the moment, you've got no problems at all on the Bay Bridge in either direction. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Tigers today in Detroit. In Detroit, 5-3, the pitching is falling short again for the San Francisco Giants. Giants now trailing the Pirates 7-4 in the seventh over at AT&T Park. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild temperatures tonight, cool and overcast on Wednesday morning. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
And it'll be a mild to warm day with high temperatures ranging from about 60 at the coast to mid and upper 60s near the bay, upper 70s to about 80 in the warmest inland locations. Now there is a slight chance of some early morning precipitation on Thursday, and after that we'll get a string of mostly sunny days with a gradual and steady warming trend.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got just scattered clouds, mild temperatures, 64 degrees in Santa Rosa, 64 Fairfield, 56 in Half Moon Bay, 61 in Santa Cruz, 60 in San Jose, 59 Oakland, and it is 58 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Here comes the interesting Frozen theory, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Well, I miss not having kids, well, but then I didn't have to put up with a year of this.
Let it go, can't hold you back anymore.
There's one blessing.
Let it go.
Thank you, condoms.
That is definitely an ad for Trojans.
Yes. Thank you, Trojan.
Because, like, honestly, this will make some people blanch. This is the second time in my life.
Turn it down, yes. Even adults have kids, yeah.
What I was about to say will make you blanch if you have a kid and you've heard that song so many times. I think that's only the second time I've ever heard it. And I've never heard the whole thing end to end. So
neither
I win.
Have I. Yeah.
Thank you again, condoms.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Will you ever watch the movie?
Well, I think you're about to tell me something that makes me want to watch the movie.
Okay. I still don't think I'll watch the movie.
I'll watch it for both of us.
Okay. So, someone on Reddit has a dark theory about the movie Frozen. They say that, now I don't know any of the characters, so if I mispronounce their names, pardon me. This dark theory about the movie Frozen, they say that Kristoff's coat looks like it's made of reindeer fur, which is a little weird because his buddy Sven is a reindeer.
Yeah.
Oh, but it gets worse. Quote.
Oh, I pulled him up. I see what he's wearing. Okay.
Quote. In the context of the story, it all fits together. The ice harvester's must have killed Sven's mother, leaving a baby. Sven for Kristoff to look after and giving him the pelt to wear. This explains why Sven is so close to Kristoff, too, and why Kristoff still wears the same pelt. The smell reminds Sven of his mother. So this person thinks Kristoff is wearing Sven's mother. That's the theory. Disney has not commented on this, and they probably will not.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Like a lot of us, this person has probably been forced to watch the movie many, 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 many more times than they would like to admit. Now, maybe it's possible that the fur is reindeer, since that fits with his character's cultural background. But the part about being Sven's mother seems, I don't know, I guess a little far-fetched, according to my notes that somebody gave me here. But that's a thing. That's a theory. I'm going to tell you a thing. Let me tell you a thing. Do you have a house husband?
Oh, stay-at-home dad?
Uh-huh. Chances are he might be having some more fun. More fun than you think.
Yeah.
If you're forcing your house husband to watch Frozen with the kids all damn day, he may have another her over there. thing ain't Frozen, that's for sure.
You know the phrase I coined for cute dads?
What?
You know how they say MILF?
Yeah.
Dildo. Dad, I'd like to do over.
Oh, well,
and
then.
Over
a new study found that men whose wives make all the money for their family are more likely to cheat. They think that's because men who don't contribute financially feel less masculine. So they lash out and reassert their masculinity by having affairs while you're at work. Yeah. The new study.
They're sitting around by themselves just thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
When they're at work, they're not thinking about sex that much.
Well, you should be, you know what? So if you have a problem with him watching porn, you should probably get over that and allow it. That'll stop that. You can watch as
Maybe.
Much porn as...
Yeah.
I mean, without the kid around, of course. Yeah. So it turns out that 15% of men who make none of the money for their family cheat. 5% of the women who make none of the money cheat. And 4% of men who make all of the money cheat. So, you know, pick your odds.
Wait, how many men who stay at home?
15%.
15 versus 4 who work.
Mm-hmm.
All I learned from this is that men cheat.
Well, that's pretty much the bottom line. Yeah, you're pretty much right. So this is really strange. We talked about this beginning of the show. Nielsen has released a number of rundown of the biggest TV events of the past year measured by how big they were on Twitter. The Walking Dead was number one, followed by, of all things, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, followed by Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. American Horror Story, Freak Show, and Empire, which all makes sense. Of course, the Grammys was the top special event, followed by the Oscars, the Golden Globe, the American Music Awards, and Diane Sawyer's interview with Bruce Jenner was off the scale,
right.
And now is Caitlyn. And by the way, I don't know what the hell was going on in The Bachelorette last night, but all I know is on social media today, everybody's talking about the guys were learning how to sumo wrestling for a group date with Caitlyn, not as in Caitlyn Jenner, as Caitlyn The Bachelorette.
This is a great mashup.
Yeah, and junk was flying all over the place.
And the guys take off their robes and they're in these little thong man diapers. And I mean, I don't think those are supposed to be sexy, but they're sexy. I'm covering my eyes. Everything's hanging out. I'm seeing junk everywhere. Oh, I'm like, whoa.
Joe.
Oh,
no.
I can't help it. It's out. There's nothing I can do.
Joe's left was hanging out the entire time. It was one of those things where you don't want to look, but you got to look.
Joe, we just took our relationship to a whole other level.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart.
Joe might as well not have a mawashi on because I've seen everything Joe has to offer, if you're catching my drift.
And then the other weird thing is that these two guys, Clint and JJ, have gotten so close together on The Bachelorette. I mean, like, really close. Like, really close. They're bathing together and such. So... And they actually say they're more interested in each other than they are in Caitlyn. But they're still on the show. How's that work? They don't get a rose, do they?
Man.
They might get a rash. But not a rose.
Oh, that's just a little rug burn.
I know, right? Okay. If you're listening to us at a reasonable level, then crank that sucker up and drown out the traffic because, yes, this new study finds that the sound of all the cars around you is making you fat.
The sound is?
Yes. Researchers in Sweden tracked down, they tracked more than 5,000 people from 7, 8, 9 years, and found you're 25% more likely to be overweight if you're exposed to traffic that's higher than 45 decibels on a regular basis. And that's just light traffic. My goodness. We're gonna need a dump truck to get us to work here. In the Bay, heavy traffic can be 85 or 90 decibels. And the study found that for every 5 decibels above 45, the size of your waist increases almost a tenth of an inch. So if you sit in heavy traffic every day, your waistline might be half an inch bigger because of it. The researchers aren't sure why, but they think that it has something to do with the cortisol that your body produces to deal with stress. Basically, the sound of traffic stresses you out, which makes you produce cortisol, and then in turn, you gain more weight.
So the length of time in traffic had nothing to do with it.
No, it was more about the sound, the sound and the noise and the distraction of traffic.
Because I was like, this is just a correlation. It might not have anything to do with each other, but wow.
All right, let's get to the good news. It's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the two-time MLS Cup champions San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Buy your tickets today at internationalchampionscup.com. Manchester United versus San Jose Earthquakes. Don't miss it.
Taking action towards a healthier life is the best decision anyone can make. The Jumpstart MD Physician Design Program provides intuitive guidelines that quickly build confidence and yield results. With one-on-one coaching, real food, and modern nutritional science, you'll get the support to change your habits, your health, and your body for a lifetime. Make the first step. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call this week and mention KGO to receive a $50 Whole Foods gift card on your first visit.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's all about the he says, she says bull.
This is Ed Sheeran from The Tonight Show.
I think you better quit talking that or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he says, she says bull.
Limp Bizkit.
I think you better quit letting slip. So come and get it.
Break stuff. Yeah, he did Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden, too, which was awesome. All right, let's see here. A few random things before we get to the good news. The best time of day to do random things. So you can figure this out for your rest of the week tomorrow. Oh, we'll be at hump day tomorrow. That'll be nice. The best time for
is
sex.
Is it going to be a dry hump day? I believe it is.
I probably would imagine that it will be. The best time for sex is between 7 and 8 in the morning.
Why?
That's from Rutgers. Well, that's when a guy's testosterone peaks.
What time did I have sex this morning?
Yes. And they also found the amount of foreplay almost doubles if it's a first thing in the morning thing. Well, you know, guys, they dream about it. So that's the way they wake up.
Hallelujah.
Be careful, though, because it's also, if you're a woman, it is the most likely time for you to get pregnant between 7 and 8 in the morning.
Whoa.
7 and 8 in the morning. If you want a baby.
If you want to get pregnant.
Here's how you make one. 7 and 8 in the morning. Okay, the best time to tackle your hardest task of the day is between 8 and 9 a.m. when your body's everything's about cortisol nowadays, which is the hormone which helps you deal with stress. Well, I don't know how you're doing that. You're still in traffic, so I'm like, that's
no,
not
you've just had sex. You're ready to conquer the world.
I know, but you're stuck in traffic for an hour and a half before you get here. Okay, the best time to go grocery shopping is between 10 and 11. That makes sense because you're still, you know, you had your breakfast. You won't buy as much junk food. I think that speaks for
itself.
Plus,
there might be fewer other people there.
The best time to ask for a raise is between 11 a.m. and noon. You're not groggy anymore, but you're not tired yet. So when you and your boss have the most energy and it's time for that conversation, that's when you do it between 11
and
noon.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with how
noon.
My boss feels, not me.
Oh, but it works both ways.
Okay.
She's feeling the same way.
They're feeling giving. They're feeling like giving you money and getting the F out of there to go to lunch.
That's correct. The worst time of the day to ask for a raise is always at
right
the
before leaving.
End of the day.
Yep.
Never do it.
I don't know why
you
I know
won't
that.
Get one.
I just feel it.
The best time for lunch is between 1 and 2. That's when your digestive system starts running at full speed. If you wait any later than that, your blood sugar will start dropping, and you're more likely to overeat.
You know, that is so funny. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people do prefer to wait, you know, let's do a late lunch, but there's so much great food around here that people run from the office and start getting in line at like 11, 11:30.
The best time to exercise is between 5 and 6 p.m. Some people say morning is better, but you're stronger, more flexible, and have more stamina in the early evening. Best time to drink without getting drunk is between 6 and 8 because your body processes alcohol more slowly at night than it does during the day. That's very interesting.
Oh,
so
weird.
It takes longer for it to get into your bloodstream. And it also, obviously, alcohol affects your circadian rhythm and makes you feel like taking a nap. If you drink too early in the afternoon, well, then you'll be passing out. Best time for bed, 10 and 11. That's when your body starts producing the most melatonin to make you tired. And it peaks, by the way, at midnight. So, you know, sometimes you're really tired between 10 and 11, but you wait till 12:30 to go to bed, and then you're thinking, well, now why in the hell can't I go to sleep?
Oh. Well,
you missed your window.
The window. Oh, my
yes.
God.
All right, let's thank our guest tonight, Peter Ackworth, founder and president from kink.com. Yes, this is a good reason for you to go to KGO Radio on Facebook and check that out, or go to KGOradio.com and listen to the interview. It was fantastic talking about the porn industry and the trouble they're having
here.
Yeah, dealing with the silliness that's going on with OSHA.
I learned
in California.
So much tonight.
Yeah. And Tim Molina with the Courage Campaign, talking about bottled water being sold from our aquifer and then sent all over the world, which is ridiculous. And everybody else who called in, and we had a great show, and we really appreciate it, and we love you very much. Let's have some good news. A girl talks about going from being homeless to graduating high school as a valedictorian. Actually, she is from Chicago. She was a homeless kid. She got pregnant in the eighth grade, and she's still graduating this week as the valedictorian. Listen to this. Oh, by the way, she's gotten over $600,000 in scholarships. Not bad.
Eighth grade, I found out that I was pregnant. I was told that God don't make mistakes, and he wouldn't give anybody a child who wasn't ready for one. I'm a cheerleader. I'm in National Honor Society. I'm a member in Behind the Paws. I'm in One Goal. As you can see, I made it to my senior year, and I'm also the number one student in my class. With a 3.8 and 4.5 GPA. I've been told that I'm an inspiration for them. For an adult to tell me that I'm an inspiration, oh, how? Like, I just go to school and do what I'm supposed to do.
No matter what background you come from, no matter if you have a child at a teen, no matter what people say about you, you know, you still can, you can make it and you can become something.
That's fantastic. $600,000 in scholarships. pregnant in eighth grade, she made it work. She made it work.
I hope she unlearns that whole thing about God doesn't give you things that you can't handle.
Well, let's just keep it good while it's still good. Yes. All right.
Or a thing or two about condoms.
Have a great night, everybody. And we'll make more tomorrow on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I see two of my bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. I think these bitches trying to set me up, but maybe I'm just paranoid. Both of my bitches drive Range Rovers. None of my bitches can stay over. Both my bitches look good as and your bitch look like a burger wolf.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Green Bay? Green Bay drives me crazy!
Are your glasses and contact lenses driving you crazy? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver, because now, if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Changing your own motor oil can save you money and time, and O'Reilly Auto Parts has the tools and supplies you need to get the job done quick, clean, and easy. Pick up an oil change kit from O'Reilly Auto Parts on sale for $5. It includes shop towels, a funnel, drain pan, and hand cleaner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at KGORadio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City from KGO 810. KGO 810 is sending you to the opera. Join KGO's Renee Richardson as the San Francisco Opera presents the world premiere of Marco Tutino's Two Women. The moving drama of the cruelty of war, innocence lost, and the love of a mother for her daughter. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or buy tickets at SFOpera.com. Don't miss the San Francisco Opera's performance of Two Women from KGO 810.
Across the sea, brought us pain, misery. Run to the hills, run for your life, run to the hill, run for your life.
Miss Pinot Day on June 20th at the Metreon. Taste Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers who craft them. Pinot Days is a nonprofit whose mission is to educate the wine-loving world on the virtues of the noble grape. Get tickets at pinotdays.com.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com. A Cumulus station.
It's competitive on game day. Add behind-the-scenes action, and you can count on your favorite station to do the heavy lifting. Now you can listen from your mobile device. Just download the free iHeartRadio app. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.